Report, Apple fires back at Google's jabs on privacy. By Lucas Nolan on May 28, 2019. The Independent recently published a report which investigates Apple's top-secret testing facilities where iPhone defenses are tested. Apple executives used the interview as an opportunity to push the company's position on privacy and fire back at Google's attacks on Apple's privacy focus. The Independent recently published a report which gives an insight into the security testing facilities which run Apple iPhones through a rigorous process which ensures that the devices are secure. The article gives an even greater insight into how Apple views user privacy in general and the amount of data collected by the U.S. tech giant. Apple Senior Vice President of Software Engineering, Craig Federighi, made the company's opinion on user privacy quite clear. "I can tell you that privacy considerations are at the beginning of the process, not the end. When we talk about building the product, among the first questions that come out is, how are we going to manage this customer data?" says Craig Federighi, Apple Senior Vice President of Software Engineering. Federighi, sitting inside its spectacular new Apple Park campus, is talking to The Independent about his firm's commitment to privacy, justifying its place at the core of the company's values even when many customers regard it with indifference or even downright disdain. "Apple's principles on privacy are simple. It doesn't want to know anything about you that it doesn't need to. It has," he says, "no desire to gather data to generate an advertising profile about its users. We have no interest in learning all about you as a company. We don't want to learn all about you. We think your device should personalize itself to you," he says. "But that's in your control. That's not about Apple learning about you. We have no incentive to do it. And morally, we have no desire to do it. And that's fundamentally a different position than I think many, many other companies are in." Federighi also openly disagreed with Google CEO Sundar Pichai's recent op-ed in the New York Times in which he claimed that the collection of user data helps to make technology more affordable. Pichai also made a dig seemingly aimed at Apple when he stated that privacy cannot be a luxury good offered only to people who can afford to buy premium products and services. Federighi commented on this stating, "I don't buy into the luxury good dig," says Federighi, giving the impression he was genuinely surprised by the public attack. "But we certainly seek to both set a great example for the world to show what's possible, to raise people's expectations about what they should expect of products, whether they get them from us or from other people. And of course, we love, ultimately, to sell Apple products to everyone we possibly could, certainly not just a luxury. We think a great product experience is something everyone should have. So we aspire to develop those." Read the full report in The Independent here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter @LucasNolan or email him at lnolan@breitbart.com.